Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father, Raz, have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here's your host, tax attorney Daniel Rasby.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Imran Rasby. I go by Raz, and this is Daniel Rasby. He's a tax attorney. We're with Higher Ground Financial Group at riskfeesandtaxes.com.
Yes, go to our website, riskfeesandtaxes.com, to learn more and set an appointment with us to schedule a Zoom call.
Yeah, we get a common question. Do I have enough money? Can I retire? And when they retire, they're like afraid to spend their money, right?
Yep. So it's really important. What is that number? There's all these advertising campaigns. What's your number? What's your number for retirement? And it's really the wrong question. The question is not how much do you have saved or how much do you need to have saved to retire. The question is more, what do you need? What kind of income do you need in retirement?
Cash flow. Cash flow is king. You need to have the right amount of cash flow. And if you have the right amount of cash flow, having excess money, what's the reason? Why? Are you just a pathological saver? We've had people that are in their 70s and 80s still putting money away in IRAs, and we're like, what's the purpose? You're just increasing a tax burden for your kids.
Exactly. And so you want to figure out, you know, how much do you need to retire, but not from an asset perspective, but from an income perspective. How much can those assets generate? See, if you can retire, let's say you and your brother both retire today. You're both 65 years old, and you both have $2 million saved, but he can only spend $80,000 a year in income, and you could spend $140,000 a year in income. Well, who's better off? Well, you have the same amount of money. You both reached your number, but he's spending almost twice as much money as you are and not running out. So the question is, how much can you spend safely without running out of money? And we talk about on this show, we've talked about sequence of returns risk and the reason that most advisors tell you don't take out more than 3 or 4%. And there's a couple ways to handle that. There's a volatility buffer strategy. There's guaranteed income strategies. And those can effectively almost double your safe withdrawal rates if they're used properly.
And passive income strategies.
Right. So you maybe would be able to retire with a lot less assets than you thought, or a lot sooner than you thought. And most of our clients can, after working with us, they're able to retire much younger, even if they haven't reached their hopeful number.
Yeah. And most of our clients, we end up giving them more money in income retirement than they were working. In fact, we just helped a client last week have twice as much income retired as working. He's like, why in the world am I still working?
But he thought he was nowhere near close to retirement. And, you know, if you're thinking, you know, I'm not ready, I'm not nearly there, you're not alone. A lot of our clients do feel that way. And not everybody that calls us is going to be ready to retire right away. But normally, after working with us, they can at least retire sooner than they thought was possible.
And even if not, at least you can identify, instead of just wondering. You know, some people don't go to the doctor because they're afraid to find out what's wrong. The same thing here. You got to talk to somebody and get a plan in place. And that's one thing that makes us a little bit different than most financial advisors is we talk about income, retirement income. We minimize risk, fees, and taxes, so you get to keep more of your income to yourself as opposed to giving to other people. And we plan out the income so you know what you're going to make and there's no surprises. You know, imagine if you've been working, saving, and investing all your life and you have absolutely no idea whether you have enough money. You just follow this ad campaign, what's your number? What's your number? That doesn't mean anything. What's your number?
Yeah, especially if it's in the market. Your number's going to be different tomorrow, right? It's going to be drastically different based on market opinion of what it's worth.
Right. So don't be a pathological saver without really looking at the consequences. So one of the big questions we talk about is, what is your why? Okay. Why do you have this money? If it's just for your income, fine. Let's plan out the income and make sure you have the income you need. And then what else? Why do you have the other money? Why are you still saving money? Why are you still putting money away? What is it that's bothering you or concerning you that you're doing this?
Yeah, and you need to have a purpose. Your money has to have a job. You have a job, or you did. If you're retired already, you had a job where you knew what you were supposed to do and you got paid for that specific job. Well, your money needs to have a job. The job cannot be to sit there and grow. That's not a job. That is a means to an end, potentially. But what is the end? What is the purpose of that money? What are you ultimately going to use it for? Because really, it boils down to three main choices, and there's a lot of things within those. But either you're going to spend it, or your kids are going to spend it, or the government's going to spend it. Those are the three main choices. Now, you can leave it to charity as well. So either you're going to spend it, or somebody else after you die will spend it, or the government will take it. Yep. Those are the three main choices. So if let's say, okay, it's me. I want to spend it. Okay, well, what are you spending it on? Are you going to be using it for retirement income? Do you need it for emergencies? Do you want it for healthcare planning, long-term care planning? You know, there's a lot of things that you might want to spend it on. You just want to use it for fun money, for vacations. And depending on your answer to what the question is for what's the job of this money, that will determine what is the optimal place to put it that will reduce your risk, fees, and taxes specifically for that goal. And like Raz said, you know, we're distribution specialists, not accumulation specialists. We can accumulate, and a lot of advisors accumulate, and most investment advisors, most financial advisors, their job is to accumulate assets, usually in the market, to gain hopefully as much as possible over the long period of time when you're not taking any income out, when you're not taking any withdrawals.
Yeah, because the game changes when you start taking withdrawals out. Everything, all the math behind everything changes, and that's important. See, we go by math, not by feelings. You know, we're going to test everything through math. And when you start taking withdrawals, the math of your money totally changes. And it's disruptive in a way that you may not be aware of. In fact, a lot of people get caught unawares because the math is so different when you're taking money out.
You could have a positive rate of return on average and still lose money, especially if you're taking money out in retirement. And when you're retired, you have to take money out. So that's when you need to switch to find a distribution specialist, not an accumulation specialist.
And that's why so many people are afraid to spend money, because they don't have that specialist, because they're only, you know, putting in the market, growing, 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 and they've seen the market drop 56%, 35%, and they're afraid that if they start spending money and the market drops, they're going to be in trouble.
So what can you do? You can call us. You can go to riskfeestaxes.com and schedule a free Zoom call to go over your ideas with us and tell us what you think the job is for your money.
And we're not interested in what's the number. We're interested in what is the amount of income you need at a minimum plus some for inflation and things that you can be happy in retirement. It'd be terrible for you to be stressed the entire time you're retired because you've been working all your life, putting money away, and now you're still stressed and whether you know you're going to have money next week.
So think about this. If you're thinking, well, I have no idea how much, even how much income I'm going to need in retirement, because it's going to change. I'm going to need probably a lot, much less than what I'm making now. I won't need, if I'm making $200,000 now, I probably only need half that, right? Right, when I retire?
I don't know, because when do you spend all your money, Daniel?
Well, usually on the weekend, right?
On the weekend. And when's retirement? Every day's a weekend.
Every day's a weekend. So you have a lot of other things that you might like to spend money on, even if you don't have to. So even if the kids are grown, they're out through college.
And I tell you what, when you have grandkids, you want to spend money.
I got
5, 7 grandkids, and I want to spend money all the time on them.
Yes. And so it's important to, if possible, we want our clients not to have to decrease their income in retirement. We want you to retire with the same or better income that you had while you were working. And especially early in retirement, you want to be able to spend money because you're never going to be younger or healthier than you are today. So those first several years of retirement are your greatest travel years and active years. That's when you're going to want to spend a lot of money. And then you think, well, now I'm not spending money on vacation, but I'm older and now my healthcare is more expensive. So now you're spending money on that. So there's always going to be something that you could spend money on if you have the confidence that you won't run out by spending it. So we want to give you that confidence and reduce your stress level. One of the main ways you can do that is to reduce or eliminate market risk. You know, we talk about why are you taking market risk? And it's a really big question. Most people have not thought about this question. What is the purpose of taking any market risk at all?
So let's put it a different way. Let's say you are the coach of a good football team and you're doing really well. It's the fourth quarter, only 5 minutes left, and you're up by 40 points. There's no way the other team's going to score 40 points in the last 5 minutes. So what do you do? You keep everybody on the team and go gung-ho and see if you can score another couple touchdowns? No. the normal person, an educated coach, would take out all their key players. They would take out all the players that are at risk and take them off the table.
Like the quarterback and the running back and the star receiver and everything. They're going to take those players out of the field, and you'll have your second or third string in. You're not going to be out of the game entirely. But yeah, your most important players, the ones that you're relying on to get you those wins every game.
Yeah, or another way to put it is you're at the poker table and you've got all this money piled up, several million dollars you just won. Do you keep it on the table, keep betting it? No. You got to know when to walk away. When is it that you walk away? And the red zone is when you walk away. What is the red zone, Daniel?
The red zone is 5 years before or after you retire.
So those are the most important years of planning in your retirement.
There's so many decisions that have to be made during that time period. If you're within 5 years of retirement, or you might actually retire within 5 years, even if you're thinking 6 or 7, if you're getting really close, or if you've already retired, but you're still within that first several years of retirement, that's when it's super important to make sure you have handled risk, fees, and taxes. And for again, for we'll talk about this more probably in another segment sometime, but you need to know why you're doing what you're doing. Not, and the answer cannot be because my advisor said it's a good idea, or because
everybody else is doing it.
Everybody else doing it, or because, you know, this is the only way to grow the money. Growing the money is irrelevant when you're retired. When you're retired, income is the most important thing. So you need to have a plan for what is the reason that you're doing different things, and then try to minimize the risk, fees, and taxes associated with that so you can reach those goals. So again, go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. And we'll be able to help you there, meet with you. And when we meet with you, it is a free call. There is no obligation to become our clients. Within about 15 minutes, we'll know whether or not we can help you, and you'll know whether or not you want our help.
Yep.
And we can go from there. And we give you fiduciary advice. Fiduciary advice means we're required to act in your best interest. So by contract, we have that with all of our clients. We are act as fiduciaries. So anything we discuss with you will be in your best interest. Of course, on the radio show and podcast, there's no best interest recommendation because I don't know anything about you, the listener. We're not talking about a specific client.
Yeah, it's just for educational purposes only.
But when you meet with us, then you'll be able to talk with us one-on-one about all of your different plans and dreams and goals, and we'll reduce your risk, fees, and taxes. Most of our clients, when they meet with us, they retire sooner than they thought they could, with a lot more income than they thought they could have.
And a lot more confidence.
And a lot more confidence, a lot less stress, and it's all due to reducing risk, fees, and taxes.
So just make the appointment, find out what the numbers are for you and how it's going to work for you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with tax attorney Daniel Rasvy. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.